So, welcome everyone. I'm Daniel Falk, and I'm the National Manager of Working Age Services at the CNIB. And today I will be your host on a topic. The topic is Project Aspero website and how it can be used as a self-directed tool to help job seekers or other consumers who are blind or partially sighted. Today's guest is Dr. Karen Wolf, a career counselor and author who contributed much of the Project Aspero content. Karen is a world-renowned expert in employment and working with people who are blind or partially sighted. So I'm very excited to have this opportunity to speak with her. In today's discussion, I shall ask Karen a series of questions related to the best uses of the website for job seekers and other consumers. Alternatively, you can send your questions directly to Karen at karenwolf@gmail.com, and she'll respond at her earliest convenience. For now, I'll pass it over to Karen for some introductory comments.
Thank you, Daniel, and welcome to all of you who are participating. Thank you so much for joining us. As I speak with you today, you may be able to follow along visually as I move through the site. However, I shall also describe each page and the content embedded on it for those who will simply listen to the audio program of this webinar once it's up on the website. When you arrive at the Project Aspero website, the URL is very simple, www.projectaspero.com. You arrive at the homepage of the website. At the top of the page, you are provided with options to either skip to the content or change the contrast or text size for accessibility. The other option you have is to choose French. The default language is English, but you are very welcome, obviously, to use French if you prefer. And on this line, you will also find the search text box. On the next line, there is a Project Aspero logo and a short blurb introducing the website, followed by the World Blind Union, or WBU, logo. It's the next line that is perhaps the most important line on this home page because it contains the navigation bar, which has six tabs. They are Your Career, which is the area that we're going to focus on today for job seekers, consumers who are interested in developing their careers, followed by Service Providers, Friends and Family, Employers, Multimedia, and Resources. The next line on this home page contains the banner, which has a quote, which changes periodically as you come through the website, and a picture. The lines below that contain a description of a more detailed description of Project Aspero and a description of one of the important chunks of content on this website called Success Stories. And these are interviews with successfully employed, blind, and partially sighted people. And that includes also a hyperlink to take you directly to those success stories if you choose to go there. Below that area, almost to the bottom of the page, is the area devoted to audience-driven content. And these audiences are broken out into four. The one for job seekers called Planning Your Career, the one called Service Providers, the next called Friends and Family, and finally the audience of employers. Each of these is annotated, has a short description of the audience members, and an option to link to that section at the base of the annotation. At the very bottom of the page, you will find the kind of content that quite typically is at the bottom of web pages, including the copyright information, an option to learn more about Project Aspero, or WBU, the World Blind Union, or CNIB, the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. and information on site accessibility as well as a site map. That's followed by an acknowledgement of CNIB as a program partner in the development of this website, and an acknowledgement of the important role that the Ontario Trillium Foundation played in providing fiscal support for the development of the website.
Great. Now, I think one of the most important questions that I'll begin with is, where should job seekers start on the Project Aspiro website?
Job seekers should start on the Project Aspiro website, no matter what their age or vision status, with going to that section called Planning Your Career. And perhaps the easiest way to do that is to simply click. Option, of course, would be to drop down to the audience-driven content areas and choose Planning Your Career. This option takes you to the home page, if you will, for job seekers, called, of course, Planning Your Career. And this home page is divided into four important sections: Living Independently, Learning and Education, Preparing for Work, and Working Life. And I strongly encourage consumers to come through these areas in the order that they are presented: Living Independently, Learning and Education, Preparing for Work, and Working Life. It takes you from the beginning of getting ready to go out and live on your own, through gaining the skills you need to gain a job, to getting ready to go out there and interview and secure a job, to working and what it's going to take to maintain your job and advance in a career. If consumers are not as excited, they may prefer to start with the success stories, which is just fine, because that's a great way to get an orientation to how other people who are blind or visually impaired are managing successfully on the job.
Now, Karen, I've had a look at the website, and it looks like it's a wonderful tool, and there's something for everyone who's interested in employment. Now, I have a three-part question, and that is, what does this website offer to those that are newly blind, to those that are in transition, so from going to school to working, and what does the website offer to those that are disenfranchised with job search? So let's begin with the first point, and that is, what does this website offer those that are newly blind?
I think what this offers, this website really offers to those that are newly blinded, is initially an orientation to what are those skills that enable a person who has lost vision to continue to live independently, to get around in the community, to take care of himself or herself and possessions, all of those things that tend to be very, very uppermost in terms of the concerns of the newly blinded. This section called Living In or Taking Care of Yourself and Your Home, it covers orientation and mobility or getting around in the community. It covers communication skills. And in this section, we actually have given consumers tip sheets for each of the areas of literacy and numeracy that are so critical: reading, writing, listening, speaking or conversational skills, and calculating. And these areas, we break out the tips into tips for people who are partially sighted and tips for people who are totally blind, so that that newly visually impaired person can go directly to the content that is most relevant to themselves. The other thing that I always try to recommend, the Working Life section, and that they read about workplace accommodations for people who are blind or workplace accommodations for people who are partially sighted, because this will give them a quick overview of the kinds of assistive technology and adapted tools that are available to enable them to either continue working in the area where they were once working or to re-career and move into a new area, but with the tools that will enable them to be successful as a person who has lost vision. And then finally, I think it's important for them to have an opportunity to read about what their relatives may be concerned about and what employers may be concerned about, as they are oftentimes grappling with issues that those audiences are concerned about as well. So in terms of newly blinded, that would be my recommendation. In terms of using the website with students or young people who are in transition from school to work, I always think that it's beneficial to encourage them to read through the tip sheets within independent living, within preparing for work and working life. Those tip sheets and checklists that are embedded in that content are very, very valuable because they highlight the competencies individuals need to have in order to successfully move into work. I also think that for young people in transition, that under the learning and education section, the content specific to post-secondary students, which gives them chunks of content specific to preparing to go into an academic post-secondary program or a vocational post-secondary program, really can help set them up so that they can be successful in making that transition from secondary to post-secondary. I also think that these transition students can all gain from completing the transition competencies checklist and the career education competencies checklists, which are embedded in the content. And these are self-evaluation tools that young people can take to see how well their competencies match up to what employers are expecting of them at the point where they are in their life at this moment. And then finally, to address the concern that you mentioned, Daniel, about disenfranchised individuals, what I would share with everyone who comes to this website who is feeling disenfranchised is that the most important thing you may want to do is to go to those are the examples for you of what can be done. From the gentleman who is a former Rhodes Scholar and now working as a lawyer in Ottawa, to a young woman who is just finishing up her high school education with a placement in a co-op and is learning whether or not becoming a chef is really a viable option for her. All of these people in the success stories give good, solid information to those disenfranchised job seekers about what it's going to take. They talk about what they had to do in order to get work, and those lessons are important lessons for any consumer who's feeling out of sorts about it all. I think there are two other important, really, really important chunks of content for disenfranchised job seekers. They need to visit the employer's section and really concerned about the safety concerns that employers have, the productivity concerns employers have, concerns employers have about how blind or partially sighted people are going to access information, and how they're going to get around in the work environment. These are legitimate concerns that employers have. If people who are blind or partially sighted can think about what these concerns are and be prepared to address those concerns with prospective employers, it will enable them to be more successful in their interviews and return to work. And then finally, I want to mention a wonderful interview that is available under the multimedia section, an audio interview with Dick Bowles, who is the author of What Color Is Your Parachute? A wonderful Bible, if you will, for job seekers who are trying to get into the labor market, either re-career or get into the labor market for the first time, and how to really make that happen so that you can be successful moving forward. Those are the things that I would recommend to disenfranchised job seekers.
Great. Thank you, Karen. So what's actually in the sections for some of the consumers that are that were mentioned?
What is actually in those sections for consumers? Let me take us first to living independently. I'm not going to advance the pages because I do think that it may be causing us problems with the sound. But let me just share with you that there is a great deal of information about home and personal management, taking care of yourself and your home, with tip sheets and resources in, not tip sheets, I'm sorry, checklists and resources in both of those sections. Likewise, there's a checklist and resources in the orientation and mobility section called Getting Around. I mentioned to you earlier, let me just remind you that there are tip sheets, 5 of them in the communication skills sections. They are tips on reading, writing, listening, communicating effectively with others, and calculating. So all of the literacy and numeracy concerns. In the self-advocacy section, there's a checklist and resources for remediation of any deficits that consumers may have, just like in those earlier sections. Under learning and education, there is a very important section on disability-specific skills that includes an FAQ list that consumers are going to want to review and think about in terms of their own concerns about whether they reveal or should even talk about some of those disability-specific skills in interviews. There is a breakout for skills for preschool students, primary students, secondary students, and those are all based on career education competencies that are shared in each of those sites, as well as checklists that service providers can use to make sure that the students and the youth with whom they are working have acquired the competencies that they need to move on. In the section called Preparing for Work, there are a series of self-evaluation activities that have consumers look at their interests, abilities, values, and work personality, whether they tend to be more social or artistic in their work personality, and how to match that up against jobs. In the career exploration area, there are activities to help consumers with matching themselves to the jobs that might be of interest to them. A section on finding mentors, how to go about engaging with other people who might be able to guide you in your career. A section on how to access labor market information and use that information to find out about job leads within your community or within your province or within the country. There is a section on the job search per se, which focuses on how you find job leads both in the overt and hidden labor market. An entire section devoted to the paper trail of resumes and CVs, as well as completing applications, both hard copy and online. And then a wonderful section that focuses on interviewing and includes interviewing tips that are readily accessible and can be downloaded. Likewise, there are resources connected to each of these sections. And then finally, the working life section is where all of the content related to workplace accommodations, both for people who are blind and for people who are partially sighted, are located. The information on what it takes to keep a job or job maintenance skills with tip sheets included there. And a section on career advancement, which also includes tip sheets on how to progress in your career once you have secured employment. And each of those sections includes resources specific to the section where individuals can secure information about how to resolve any issues that they may be facing.
That's great. Thank you, Karen. So you've talked a little bit about the success stories. Do you want to elaborate any further on them?
I think that most of you on this call are service providers, and you know how important it is for consumers to hear from other individuals who are blind or visually impaired about what has worked for them, what hasn't worked for them, what they want from their careers, and so on and so forth. And I think that with the success stories, what you find is six really solid, positive individuals who are really, really open to talking about their activities. Aaron, who is a legal counsel for citizenship and immigration at Canada Legal Services. Carla, who is the assistant manager for diversity and inclusion at Scotiabank. Ken, who is a radio production manager. Chelsea, who's working as a research assistant at CNIB. Phil, who is a union awareness trainer at General Motors Canada. Chris, who is an entrepreneur and owns his own AT company called Frontier Computing, as well as the young woman that I mentioned to you, Connor, who's a secondary culinary arts student at the W. Ross McDonald School for the Blind. And each of these individuals, you can see, it very, very different in terms of the kind of work they're doing, so you get a broad range of professional and what I would consider to be more blue-collar kinds of jobs, as well as diversity in terms of vision impairment and age and education, frankly. So I think that those success stories are a wonderful, wonderful way for consumers to really see that they are not the only one out there. And one of the other great advantages is that a number of these folks talk about the difficulties they had and how they overcame them to get into the workplace.
Now, the next question, I think, and you've mentioned a few of these points already, but I wanted you to elaborate on what content do you think is the most critical for different individuals in different life circumstances?
Many congenitally blind or partially sighted people, that they will be resistant to hopping through all of the content. And so I would tend to share with them that they ought to look specifically at the preparing for work and working life if they believe that they are job ready. But I would always have them do first the strengths problems checklist. And that self-evaluation tool should help them evaluate whether or not they really do have in place all of those independent living skills that they need and whether they have adequate education under their belts to move forward into employment. I think that the adventitiously blinded or low vision individuals are really, really going to need to be encouraged to go into that independent living section first. I think that's the most critical piece for them. And then the other thing that I would share with all of you is that I wouldn't be at all reticent to send consumers who were working with me into the other audience-driven sections, the section for service providers, the section for friends and family, to see the kinds of things that we share with those audiences that may very well be relevant to these consumers as well. And certainly, as I mentioned earlier, the employer section where they can gain some real insights into what it is that employers are concerned about when it comes to hiring blind and partially sighted people. It's not just about discrimination. It's about lack of information that these employers have, and our consumers need to understand that that's the case.
Now, Karen, you've mentioned a number of tools. I think it might be beneficial to everyone if you kind of break down the different tools that are available for children, youth, and adults.
I think specifically about the Career Education Competencies Checklist. And remember, you can just type it into your search box at the top of the page, and it will pop right up for you. And that checklist and all of the others that I have mentioned and will mention are available both in Word documents and text documents, so that if an individual wants to use it visually, they can download it and print it out as a Word document. If they'd like to generate a Braille copy, they can download the text version and Braille it. If they want to use a screen reader, that text version is probably the best bet for them. So for children, I think, Career Education Competencies Checklist. For youth, I always think Transition Competencies Checklist. And I remind all of you that those iterations that are available are for students, for parents and service providers, and all three are important. So please take a look at those. For adults, the tool that I think is most critical is that Strengths Problems Checklist that I spoke about earlier, and again is downloadable Word document and text document. I would also remind you that the other tools that are important to use are those tip sheets, the embedded checklists, which are content-driven, like in the personal management and home management skills areas, and then the FAQs. I think it's really important to remind you that those FAQs answer some of the questions that I think consumers have for us about why do they need to bother with some of this stuff.
Great. Now, what are some of the other resources that might be available that you might want to mention briefly?
What I really wanted to mention in terms of other resources that are available on the website that would be particularly relevant to consumers, let me remind you that there is that option on the nav bar to go to multimedia. And that's really, really important because it's there that consumers will be able to access those audio interviews that we've posted from Hadley and from CNIB's own interview efforts. So there are, for example, under Living Independently, there's audio interviews that focus on independent living skills, orientation and mobility skills, and the importance of strong communication skills. There's a wonderful audio seminar under Learning and Education called College Bound, Are You Ready?, which is ideal for transition-aged consumers. In the Preparing for Work section, there are audio seminars entitled Blindness on the Job, The Secrets of Successful Job Interviews, Career Opportunities for Youth with Visual Impairments, Preparing for a Job Interview, Writing Effective Resumes, and Creative Ways to Find Job Leads. From the multimedia section, individuals can also link to those success stories. And once we have completed these webinars, they will be able to link to the audio transcripts for the webinars as well. And so that's a really important resource to mention to everyone. I also want to point out the tab on the navbar takes the consumer, the visitor to this website, to the resources in general, all of the resources that are available on the website. And so they can literally link to programs and services in Canada, programs and services outside of Canada. They can link to information sources, directories, information about scholarships, grants, and subsidies, schools and distance learning opportunities. They can link to job postings, success stories, multimedia content, advocacy. All of this is available off of the resources button. If they are looking for resources specific to content or specific to audience, they can find those resources embedded on the pages that correspond to them. And I think that's about it, unless there are other questions, Daniel.
I think maybe if you can just mention, you know, very briefly about who can benefit from the Project the Sparrow website, just very briefly, and then we'll open it up to anyone in the audience to ask a question by typing into the chat box. So I'll just give you a bit of time to formulate your questions. Karen, so if you can just talk a little bit about who else can benefit.
We need to let our consumers know that their friends and family members can benefit from reading about all of the information that's on this website, but particularly the career development process. I would encourage each of you to read that content under Friends and Family and Service Providers, because it really helps people understand the stages of development and where they are, where they ought to be. I also think that it's in those sections where people can really hone in on age groups. So if you're particularly interested in children or particularly interested in adults, those areas within Friends and Family and the Service Providers tabs will get you there. And then, of course, employers. I hope that people will encourage employers, not just consumers, to go to that section and to read these wonderful success stories and to read about how people who are blind or visually impaired can, in fact, do the job, do it successfully, do it safely, meet production quotas, get to and from without assistance, and simply be good, strong workers. So I truly hope that you will encourage other service providers, employers, and your consumers, friends, and families to visit this website, as well as yourselves.
Great. Thank you very much, Karen. I don't see any questions in the text box, so just wanted to thank you again for spending some time with us. I know I've attended another session on Project the Sparrow, but I've picked up new things as well, especially in the area of ensuring that this website is used by different individuals, whether you're job seeking, whether you're in different circumstances such as transitioning, and also if you're disenfranchised. So with that, I will end the session, and if there's any other questions, I will put up Karen's email so that you can email her directly. Thanks again.